Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting second. The second baseman, Heini Mueller. Batting third. The right fielder, Gibby Brack. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Jordan moves to second. One out. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Brack reaches second base with a double. Demery throws the ball into Hack, who tags Brack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jordan scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Mueller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball towards center. Martin catches it and throws to first to double up Hartnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jordan moves to second. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Collins reaches second base with a double. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is called out on strikes. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brack. French reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Gerges reaches second base with a double. French scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Hack moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Arnovich picks it up and throws to third to catch Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Atwood, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Whitney applying the tag. Collins moves to second. One out. Syl Johnson now pitching. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. French hits a fly ball into right field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marte. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Sherin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerges for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Hack reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis pinch hits for Bill Atwood. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Spud Davis now catching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin throws to second for 1, and Mueller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Young pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.